The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Championship point number two for St. Paul. Gittison serves it to Wysocki. Set middle, Lassen, down and good. And St. Paul is your Lou Platte Conference champions on the 22nd kill of the night for Mercedes Lassen.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platte Conference battle in St. Paul as the Wildcats welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And here comes Mackenzie Smith for the Stars to serve it away. And Smith served down the middle, overpass, free ball. Shundoff took a swing and got the kill. Strong serve by Smith, set up the overpass. And Shundoff, back-to-back kills.
Tonight's contest is a rematch of last week's five-set win by St. Paul in the conference tournament semifinals, which lifted the Cats to their first championship in 5 years. Kearney Catholic is looking to wrap up their regular season title, which will clinch with a win tonight. It's the Stars and Wildcats coming up next, but first in New Tech's Heat pregame show, we'll take you live to St. Paul with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech's Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from St. Paul. It is time for Tuesday Night Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Kearney Catholic in St. Paul, it's a rematch of last week's semifinals that went five sets over at Wood River, with St. Paul winning it 11-25, 25-19, 24-26, 25-22, and then 15-5 of the fifth set. And then St. Paul went on to sweep Ord on Thursday to win the conference championship. And that's the last time St. Paul has played. For Kearney Catholic, they needed to get back on the horse, and they were able to play Saturday at the Centennial Tournament, and they were able to win that tournament, beating Gordon Rushville, Lincoln Lutheran, and then in the final game, also to pick up a win over Bishop Newman out of Wahoo, and they saw some pretty close competition in a couple of those matches. So Kearney Catholic now 17-8, but they fell out of the state rankings for the first time in a number of years after the loss to St. Paul and Wood River, who is unranked right now but only has five losses on the season. What's on the line tonight? Well, for St. Paul, if they still want to have a chance at tying for the regular season championship, they need a win tonight, because one of those two losses was an upset loss to Centura earlier this year. The only other loss was to Grand Island Central Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, 17-8, and they have beaten all of their conference opponents so far this year, and this is their last conference game. So they are 8-0 in the conference, and a win tonight makes them the outright regular season champions once again. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. A lot of duels going on tonight. In fact, just a couple of triangulars that are even remotely in the area. The big one is Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS. They are in Lincoln, playing Lincoln Lutheran in a triangular. Kearney High is at home tonight for a rare home match, as they are taking on Columbus. Also tonight, Grand Island's playing in the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament. Northwest is at York. Aurora is at Grand Island Central Catholic in a matchup of top 10 teams from B and C1. Hastings is at Cozad, and Adams Central is at Minden. Minden went up and had to come from behind to beat Ord in a Monday night matchup last night in five games. And that's significant because Minden is in the same sub-district as Kearney Catholic, in the same district as St. Paul and Wood River and Grand Island Central Catholic. And we're just a couple of weeks away from all of that action. We'll take a break, be back with the starting lineups, and get you ready for St. Paul and Kearney Catholic here on Parents' Night in Wildcat Land right after this on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to St. Paul. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups, brought to you as always by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 10 is a 5'6" junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 6, 5'8" sophomore is Maddie Squires. Number 8, 5'9" junior is Callie Oprick. Number 5, 5'7" senior, Shayla Connor. Back in the lineup for the first time since getting injured at the Ord Triangular is Paige Herbert. She wears number 17, 5'7" junior, big hitter that was not in the lineup for the conference tournament last week. And then rounding out the starting lineup, number 7, 5'7" sophomore, Courtney Shundoff, the libero. Number 23, 5'5" junior, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. The Stars are 17-8 on the season. For St. Paul, number 17 is a 5'5" senior, Alexa Wysocki. Number 2 is a 5'7" freshman, Leslie Fox. Number 14 is a 5'11" junior, Carrie Sestak. And number 12 is her sister, 5'11" junior, Kylie Sestak. Number 3, 5'3" senior, the heart and soul of this Wildcat team is Mercedes Lassen. And number 20 is a 5'7" senior, Taryn Jonak. The libero, number 10, 5'4" junior, Maddie Fosick. The head coach of the St. Paul Lady Wildcats is Matt Kane Fairbanks, assisted by Michaela White and Nancy Harrington. St. Paul ranks 7th this week in C1 with a record of 22-2 on the season. And that is a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. A proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more on the new Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We're just moments away from opening serve here tonight between St. Paul and Kearney Catholic. Two of the teams that have won a majority of the last 15 conference tournaments playing here in the regular season. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The Stars and the Wildcats on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Caro right after this timeout.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Free frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraskaland National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraskaland National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Member FDIC.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sporting activities, including tonight's matchup between Kearney Catholic and St. Paul Volleyball, to Athletic Director Rick Peters, who's been here for a number of years. Always appreciate his hospitality, all the folks here at St. Paul High School. Again, Parents Night, good crowd on hand for the Cats. And why shouldn't there be 22 wins on the season? And now they try to finish things off tonight with their second win against Kearney Catholic on the season. The home blue with the gold numbers for St. Paul, the traveling bright yellow with green trim for Kearney Catholic. They'll move from left to right, St. Paul from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. And as always, don't forget tonight's action in all of our high school sports available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. After the game, you can also listen to the podcast just moments after that. And tomorrow there'll be photos up of tonight's action, some great photos, just like there was from the conference tournament last week at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's all free to look at and do with what you want. Great website at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, it's football this week. We will be at Miles Field as Kearney Catholic will take on the Swedes of Gothenburg. And then Friday, it'll be Kennesaw at Axtell here on Classic Hits and Kearney High hosting North Platte on ESPN 1460. Also, the State High School Cross Country Meet gets underway Friday at 12 noon at the Kearney Country Club. We'll have complete coverage all day long. So we're winding down part of the season and getting really excited for what's still out here in the fall of 2013. Kearney Catholic has won the toss, and they will serve it away first, and that means Allie Prasoski will put the ball in the air here for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul will drop back three defensively, and this match is underway, picked up by Fox. And the first set goes to the middle to Jonah. She goes far corner. Her roll is deep and out of bounds. There was an open corner there, just set it a little too deep. In fact, the Lions gal is wearing a shirt or blouse that is also yellow tonight, so hopefully St. Paul doesn't get confused that that's actually a Kearney Catholic player setting back there. Prasoski again, overpass, but the left side attack is going to be fired across by Fox. Good dig by Studi. Stars goes Squires. Near side kill is down and good. And Kearney Catholic is out to a 2-0 lead on the Maddie Squires kill. Of course, UNK playing tonight as well. So Anna and Maddie Squires' father, Rick, coaching them against Missouri Western State. And that has just got underway. We'll give you updates on that as well. Prasoski serves it across, picked up by Fosick, set to the outside, and the swing near side is wide by Fox and out of bounds. So a couple of errors and a Kearney Catholic kill. It's 3-0, but remember, St. Paul just got smoked in the first set last week, 25-11, and then came back and played strong and really ended up rolling the stars in the fifth. Short serve there, picked up by Fox. They'll set it back to Leslie. Her angle attack is off of Herbert, headed to the crowd and into the crowd. Give the kill to Leslie Fox, the first kill here for St. Paul, and the Cats are on the board here in game number one. Back to serve it away will be Taryn Jonak. Jonak will come to the far left side. Kearney Catholic also with three back defensively. Anna Squires rotates in for the Stars. Here's the, excuse me, that's Oprich. Excuse me, Squires not in yet. Here's the attack on the outside. Maddie Squires dug out but into the net and gives Squires her second kill, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball right back. And in to serve it away will be Mackenzie Smith. And Mackenzie goes straight to that middle service area and fires a knuckleball across to Fox on the left wing. Set by Sestak from one to the other. They tried to tip it across and tipped it right into the net. So a slow start again here for St. Paul. And Kearney Catholic will take advantage with a 5-1 lead. And number 12, Mackenzie Smith to serve. Coach Matt Cain usually stands while he coaches. As this serve hit the back line, it's an ace. St. Paul let it go, and it just caught the tape. You can tell the linesman didn't even really want to call that one in here on his home court. but he had to, and a timeout will be called by Coach Matt Cade in St. Paul. We're early on in Game 1. Kearney Catholic leads it 6-1.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford.
Back to action out of the St. Paul timeout. They're going to set back row for Lassen. It hit the tape and skipped across. Pickup is made there by Studi, and then a double hit called on Catholic. One of those where the actual setter, Shayla Connor, couldn't get to the ball, and so her teammate tried to set it. It didn't work out so well. Serve across here by the Cats. Back row, Studi takes a swing for Kearney Catholic. Dug out by Lassen. Dumped across there by Carrie Sestak. Stars pick it up and go to Herbert. And Herbert, welcome back with her first kill. Page, who stepped on the foot of one of the assistant coaches about 2 minutes before the warm-up period ended up at the Ord Triangular, has been out. And there she's able to get up and put one down. And Kearney Catholic leads it 7-2. And freshman Jenny Beans comes in to serve. She has quickly become one of the best servers on this team as the set goes to the outside. Another double hit going to be called on the St. Paul setter this time. So we've had a double hit called on each end. And it's now 8-2. Stars with the lead. Beans not the only freshman that'll play on this team. As we said, you'll see Kylie Teal, Anna Squires will also get in there as the serve is across. Stars will white for the defense, and Sestak drives it down the middle. It's out of bounds. So St. Paul, this is almost freakishly, eerily similar to last week, where they just came out and made a ton of errors in Game 1 and got beat up and then had to come back, in which they did. But they've dug themselves a 9-2 hole with multiple errors. Pass off again. Fox hits it off the net. A one arm up by Connor. Quick tip back by Shundoff. Great get by St. Paul. Send a free ball across. Connor, short set middle. Here's the attack. Shundoff into her own net, and the Stars have an attack error. Point for St. Paul. And the Wildcats will send Leslie Fox back there to serve it away. She's a freshman that has been going swing for swing with the senior Mercedes Lassen. They're the 1-2 attackers on this Cat team. She'll send a crooked ball across, dumped over by Connor, and Shayla's able to get that one down. Shayla, once again, had a good match over the weekend, had 12 kills. Her previous high was 10, had 12 kills in one of the matches on Saturday. And it's 10-3. Connor to serve it away here. Stars up Game 1, already underway here in this duel. Stars were easy winners in the freshman and JV matches as Lassen gets her first swing of the night, takes it off the block of Squires, and it's good. Mercedes with the second kill here for St. Paul. Side out Wildcats, and back to serve it away is Maddie Fosick. She had a heck of a match against Kearney Catholic with 13 service points and a couple of aces last week. Fosick fires it across down the middle to Studi. Connor's going to dump it across again, try to catch him out of system, but Fox is there. Sestak set in the middle. Lassen had to run it down and rolls it across. Kearney Catholic back set for Squires. Anna is blocked. It comes back to the Stars, dug out by Herbert. Back row attacks Studi. She fires corner, and the dig is made there by Wysocki and then dumped into the net by St. Paul, trying to get the quick tip across. And Kearney Catholic now is up 11-4 here in Game 1. Again, it's the best of five. Herbert out. Whitney Calling will come in and serve. Mackenzie Smith out. And Maddie Squires will come in and play the front row. Whitney's done a little bit of everything with the variety of injuries this team has had. She's played back row. She's played libero. Now she comes in for Herbert. Serves across. Goodwin. Lassen in the middle around the single block. Dug out there by Connor. Stays in the back row. Stars will have to bump it across. Free ball here for St. Paul. Sestak sets it. It's a little wide, and Lassen was able to just get it inside the antenna. Kearney Catholic goes to Squires. Maddie rolls it into the middle, dug out by Fox. Now Lassen with the swing. Near side attack is popped up, Headed over pass there by Connor. Shot for State Paul on the right side. It'll be Jonak. She gets it around the block. Connor, another dig. Now the middle to Shundoff. Off the block. One arm up is a beauty by St. Paul. And it'll be an outside attack that is blocked by Kearney Catholic. Lassett is blocked up front there by Anna Squires. Longest rally of the first set here. And Kearney Catholic able to win the point. St. Paul has already used one of their timeouts and find themselves down 12-4. Calling serve. Knuckles it down the middle to Wysocki. Set outside Jonak. Again, close to the antenna, but a great job there by Taryn to adjust. And on the way down, didn't swing at the apex of her jump. She waited till she was on her way down and was able to tip it in there for her first kill. And now back to serve it away will be Kylie Sestak. Down the corner, they'll get it to Squires. Back to Maddie. She drives it into the net. Nope, they're going to say it was tipped up there by St. Paul. It'll be taken over by Colling off the block of Kaylee Horkey, who's in. 10-foot line. It'll be rolled over that time and blocked by the Stars. Free ball above the net. Swing shunned off. Second time, no. Hit it into her own net. A lot of quick action up front there. Stars made some good blocks, but as they did last week, St. Paul just keeps the ball alive. And St. Paul gets their first point on serve. Kylie Sestak to go again, trailing 12-6. A lot of game to go here in the opening set. Connor back set. Squires in the middle. Off the block that time of Jonak. One arm up. Fosick, but not good enough. And a kill for Squires. Point Kearney Catholic. 13-6. And back to serve it away will be Studi. And Studi's going to go jump serve. She hasn't been doing that every time, and this time had a little too much side spin on it, and it goes out of bounds in front of the St. Paul student section. That is the first service error for either team here in the match. 13-7, Kearney Catholic in the St. Paul serve. Lassett, a beauty, drops it right over the net, passed into the net by the Stars. Connor dug it out of there and passed across by Squires. Sestak goes back set, right side attack. Horkey drives it off the block and gets her first kill. And for the last 5 points have gone to St. Paul. They've cut the 8-point deficit down to 5. 13-8. Lassen to serve. And Mercedes takes it down the near line this time. Rolls off of Squire. Stays in the back row. Get it back to Maddie. She'll roll it across. Picked up there by Sestak. Lassen sets it up. Left side attack. Half swing that time by Fox. Stars go back. Squire's big swing through the block of Horkey. Down and good. So Maddie with her third kill. 14-8, Kearney Catholic, and we've made it through the rotation once, so in to serve for the second time is Allie Prasoski. And Prasoski served deep corner, picked up by Fosick, good pass to Sestak, right side Jonak tips it over, and nobody home for the Stars. Taryn Jonak with her second kill. Side out here for Jonak and the St. Paul Wildcats, trying to get back into this opening set. Serve across, picked up by Studi. Middle attack, Oprek blocked, but not good enough, but it's down and good for Callie Oprek. And it'll be 15-9. Substitutions back in. Fosick for St. Paul. And here's Mackenzie Smith for Kearney Catholic. And the back middle for Smith. Fires it across. Lassen passes off the mark. Sestak has to run it down. Trouble here, St. Paul. Can't get it back across. Fox tried to swing, basically setting on her own bench. Freshman will be taught to just get that ball back across. And it'll be Kearney Catholic point, 16-9. Smith had a couple of points the first time she was back there, including an ace. Going for two in a row here, and it hit the net and fell over. They're going to say it was picked up. No, they're going to call it down. And it's an ace serve for Mackenzie Smith. Great effort there by Carrie Sestak, but couldn't keep it up. And St. Paul will call their second timeout. Opening set of this Lou Platte Conference volleyball match, it's Kearney Catholic 17, St. Paul 9.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is.
is defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Gooda back with you here at St. Paul. Out of the Wildcats, second timeout. Smith to serve for Kearney Catholic. Back row attack. Lassen gets it over. They'll get it to Herbert. Herbert, great change of pace. Gives her a set at Connor, the point of the finger. Say a nice set, and Herbert will get her second kill. Four in a row by the Stars. They now lead it 18-9. And Smith going for four in a row. McKenzie fires it a little strong and too strong down the middle out of bounds. St. Paul into double digits here, trailing 18-10. And in to serve it away will be Wysocki. The St. Paul team, they've got some seniors, but they've got enough depth and youth that they're going to be pretty solid again when they come back next season, but they will have to replace Lassen as Oprich blocked up there by Sestak, and then Kearney Catholic fell into the net. Give Sestak credit for the block, though. Nice one up front there by Carey. Point Wildcats. Wysocki wastes no time, serves it across again to Smith, passes to Herbert, and it'll have to be bumped across by Prasoski at Fosick. Here's a back set. Sestak goes right side. Termination for Carey off the assist from Kylie. And the first three in a row run here that we have seen from St. Paul, 18-12. If they can't get all the way back, they want to have a little momentum going their way for game two. Serve across Wysocki. High set for Herbert. She goes up. Ball's driven down. Picked up there. Overpass by Lassen. Herbert goes with a quick swing. Blocked up there by Kylie Sestak to St. Paul. They'll go to Fox. Fox near side attack. Good one arm up to keep it alive for Prasoski. Connor will pass it across short. St. Paul. Sestak clears it out. Goes to Fox again. Blocked up there by Connor. No. Into the net. Four hits. And a point for Kearney Catholic. 19-12. Stars with the lead. And Jenny Beans back in to serve it here for Kearney Catholic. Beans had a couple last time she was in there. And Beans takes a little run at it. Nice cut serve across to Lassen. Slide right side. Sestak's hook up and the kill for Carey. Kylie the center. Carey the outside hitter. Back over to St. Paul. And Leslie Fox back to serve it away. Trailing 19-13, Kearney Catholic jumped out 6-1, and it's been pretty even since then, between 5 and 8 points, right now setting at 6. Fox with the serve, it's deep and out of bounds. That's the first service error here for St. Paul, 20-13, Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires back in the front row, UNK takes game one, 25-21, from Northwest Missouri State tonight. Or Missouri Western, excuse me, Missouri Western. 25-21, Lopers win the first one. Here the Stars trying to get the first game at St. Paul, and the attack by Squires is deep. Point for the Wildcats. And back to serve it away is Maddie Fosick. Fosick deep into the right-hand corner and takes a run at it, really punches that volleyball. Frozen rope serve right down the right side to Smith. They'll go to Studi. She takes a back row swing, dug out by Fosick, dumped across there by the setter Sestak. Kearney Catholic goes to Herbert. She angles it again down and good. Paige Herbert, she can power it down the line with the best of them, but she doesn't mind going angle and maybe the best on the team at doing that. 21-14, Kearney Catholic. Whitney calling in to serve it away. But it'll be interesting to see how game two gets going because, as we said, it's been pretty even after that 6-1 Kearney Catholic start. Serve across to Wysocki, middle to Lassen. She takes it off the block of Shundoff. They'll set it back to Shundoff, and Courtney is deep. Point for St. Paul. And into the front, Kaylee Horky for the Wildcats. And Sestak served deep and too deep, out of bounds. 22-15, Kearney Catholic 3 points away from the opening game. Again, it's the best of five, and again, last week, Kearney Catholic dominated the first set, and then it was pretty tight the next three. Jump serve by Studi, set up for Lassen in the middle, tipped it over the double block. Squires got a hand on it, and then just about breaking her leg was Whitney Colling trying to keep the ball up. Give Lassen credit for the kill. She would have been just fine, but there was a tap there by Squires that threw the ball off. Serve across by Lassen. Short set middle. Oprich drives it across. Fosick with the dig. They'll get it outside to Fox. Rolls it over the double block. Connor got her hand underneath it on the floor, and Squires will roll it back across from the middle. Chance here for St. Paul. Horky right side. Blocked up front by Maddie Squires. Ace block. Kearney Catholic. That'll be their second of this opening set. Side out for the Stars. And Allie Prososki back in. Her third service rotation of this opening game. 23-16. Kearney Catholic here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. And PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve down the left side here to Fox. They'll back set it right side. Jonak off the block that time of Maddie Squires. Short set middle. They'll go one and down and good for Callie Oprich. Second kill for Oprich, and it is now game point for the Stars at 24-16 here in the opening set. And Allie Prososki trying to put this opening game in a book for Kearney Catholic to serve. Floats it just across. Tough on the get by Fosick, but they will get a swing by Fox. And off the back rail, Leslie will get the kill. Just her second here in the opening game. And so St. Paul will have to serve this first game out. 24-17. And let's see if Jonat can get a few points on the board here for St. Paul. Jonak from the left corner serves it across. One arm up by Studi. Connor sets it well out there to Maddie Squires, who tips it over. Down and good. And that's the end of game number one. Kearney Catholic will take it by a score of 25-17 to take the opening game in this best of five. We'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Lisa, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Let's take a look at the first game numbers again. St. Paul had quite a few errors early on. That's what got them in that hole that they couldn't dig out of. And for St. Paul, we had Leslie Fox with two kills. Mercedes Lassen with a service point and two kills. Kaylee Horkey, one kill. Kylie Sestak had a service point. Carrie Sestak, an ace block, two kills. Alexa Wysocki, two service points. And Taryn Jonak, two kills. St. Paul was limited to nine kills, one ace block, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Whitney Colling had a service point. Shayla Connor, a kill. Maddie Squires, an ace block, four kills. Callie Oprich, two kills. Anna Squires had an ace block and a kill. Allie Prososki, four service points. Mackenzie Smith, five service points. Two of them were aces. Paige Herbert, three kills. And Jenny Beans had two service points. 11 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves as Kearney Catholic takes the opening set, 25-17. Here at St. Paul. And we'll be back with game two right after this on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
High school volleyball action continuing here on Classic Hits. And at the Health and Sports Center, UNK took game one from Missouri Western 25-21. They're up 11-5 in game two. Here, Kearney Catholic took the first set from St. Paul 25-17, and St. Paul serves it away to start game two. And we set back across by Connor on the third hit, and then a quick tip of the middle by Sestak, and she'll put it down for St. Paul and their first lead of the night. Off the tip from Carrie Sestak, her third kill. And Taryn Jonak with the serve. She'll fly it across there. Picked up by Herbert. Quick set in the middle. Be driven down there by Oprich. Nice dig by Sestak and tipped across. And Horky found a hole to put it in. Horky with a great job just trying to get the ball back over and found the floor for her second kill. Jonak trying to get St. Paul off to a quick lead here. And instead drives that one into the net. So side out for the Stars. Don't forget, more volleyball 1 week from tonight. As we'll be winding down the volleyball regular season at Kennesaw, the Blue Devils will welcome in Blue Hill and Axtell, a pair of teams that were in their conference finals. Axtell was the runner-up to Overton in the Fort Kearney. Blue Hill beat Silver Lake to win the Twin Valley last night. As the set goes to Fox and over swing in the net. Point, Kearney Catholic. We're tied at two. Prasoski with the serve. As we said, Prasoski will move around, change that up, fastball, change up. She's got a little bit of everything, just not a jump serve. And that was a soft one that drops across outside attack. Horky, Kearney Catholic gets it to Squires. Maddie sends it deep and out of bounds. St. Paul 3-2. And into the ball game will be Alexa Wysocki to serve it away. St. Paul doesn't use quite as many players. And, of course, with Herbert back, Kearney Catholic even has one more sub in there as Connor miscommunication on who she was going to set it to. And Oprich ran into the standard. And then I guess trying to get out of there, they're going to say that she touched the net. So a point for St. Paul. Just some miscommunication there on that play. And the serve across by Wysocki. Kearney Catholic slides. Oprich this time got the message. Good dig in the back row by Lassen. Outside, Fox takes it off the tip, down and good. Leslie Fox with her third kill, and it's 5-2 St. Paul. And just like last week again, after getting thumped in the first game, they came out quickly in game number two, and here they are. Wysocki serve with a line drive to Studi, bump set out here. Maddie Squires will take the swing. Dug out there by Wysocki to the outside. Fox powers it through the block. Good one-arm up by Prasoski. Stars get a free ball across. Here's a slide. Sestak, she's through the block. Squires got a hand on it. Studi got a hand on it. This will be a heck of a return. Can St. Paul finally put it away? They dump it over. Connor's ready. Prasoski dumps it into the corner to Fosick. Long rally here. Slide Sestak. She has to punch it across. Bump set. Prasoski's going to go outside to Maddie Squires. She's blocked up front by Sestak. And Kearney Catholic will punch it over. Long rally here with some good plays. Sestak will set it across. Kylie is picked up by Studi. Middle Oprich, and it is wide and out of bounds. Right call, late call, but it was the right call. Kearney Catholic fans didn't like it, but it was a little late. 6-2, and wasting no time, Wysocki serves it across, tipped over by Connor, and she'll get the ball back for Kearney Catholic on her second kill. 6-3 St. Paul. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-17. And Mackenzie Smith will serve it away. Smith, leading server in the first set for the Stars, drives it across to Lassen. It'll be outside to Sestak. She'll drive it through the block of Oprich and Herbert. Down and good. Fourth kill for Carey. And St. Paul not allowing Kearney Catholic to get anything started here in game number two. And here's Leslie Fox. The freshman fires it down the middle safely to Prasoski. Good pass, Connor. Slide Oprich right side over the double block. Fox with a dig in the back row. Picked up there by Wysocki, and Fosick will drive it over. Smith with a dig. Outside Herbert. She's off the net. Drives it around the block. Fosick's there. Overpass. Joust at the net. It's on St. Paul's side, and then it's set out of bounds by Fosick. Trying to find that far corner. I'll tell you what, we've seen a lot more of that. I think it's been contagious here in the conference. A lot more of the setters taking it into the back corner than we've seen for quite some time. That time it didn't work. Studi with a jump serve for Kearney Catholic. That went a little bland down the middle to Fosick. Outside attack, there's Lassen through the double block, and we have got a violation called And let's see who it's on. I guess it's on Kearney Catholic, not in the net, but stepping across the center line. And the ball back over to St. Paul. Serving it away will be Fosick. And here comes Maddie. Takes that four-step run, drives it across. Smith right in the middle. Connor, slide right side, shunned off, drove it into her own net. Four hits will be called. And it's 9-4 St. Paul. Coach Chris Connor off the bench. Trying to get her troops going here again. Fosick with her first service point of the match. And Maddie tries to come near side, and it's way in. Give her the ace. Kearney Catholic tried to dance out of the way of that one, but it was well in, and it's 10-4, and time out, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic was up 10-4 in the first game. St. Paul's up 10-4 in the second game. We'll be right back.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And we're back to Loup Platte volleyball action here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, Maddie Fosick serves for St. Paul. The Stars will go to Herbert. She'll put the angle over past Fosick. Free ball, shunned off, one-timer, down and good for Courtney. And that'll be her first kill of this match. Shunned off had the best match of her career against St. Paul last week in the semifinals, where she had 11 kills, maybe make that 12 kills, excuse me, in the match. Here is Lassen to roll it over the double block, and that is down and good. Mercedes with her third kill. St. Paul hasn't really jumped out and had anybody go crazy with the attacks, but it's been pretty balanced, a little more balanced than last week. 10-5, and it should be 11-5. There we go, and the serve goes into the net, and now it's 11-6. St. Paul with a five-point lead, and Kearney Catholic will bring Whitney calling in to serve it away for Paige Herbert. First set went to the Stars, 25-17. St. Paul has jumped out to a big lead in game two, currently 11-6. Fosick, all she can do is bump it across. They set it middle, and she was the only one there. As the libero, she can't take the big swing, so across it comes. Kearney Catholic goes to Maddie Squires. Out of bounds, but in the net going to be called here on St. Paul. And the St. Paul Wildcats do not know that there was a net violation called on the Cats. And that'll be a point here for Whitney Colling and the Stars. Makes it 11-7. City Wells, J.J. Wagner doing the officiating here tonight. And the serve is across by the lefty Colling. Dug out Lassen. They'll set it back to Mercedes. But again, set a little off the mark. And Mercedes drove it into the net. And Kearney Catholic has cut the deficit to 3. As Colling takes a look at the scoreboard. And now Whitney's serve. Touches that deep middle, picked up by Fox. Sestak sets outside. Jonak from off the net, picked up by Studi. Connor sets to the left side. Squires, and again, she's deep. Maddie's just not getting a lot of topspin on that, and it looks like a substitution here for Kearney Catholic. And coming in for Maddie Squires will be freshman Kylie Teal. And 12-8 serve across here by Lassen. Right side, Anna Squires stuck on the net. It's dug out. St. Paul sends a free ball across. Squires going to dump it over. Good get by Fosick. From the back row, Lassen takes a swing, but it's deep and out of bounds. Side out, Kearney Catholic. And back into the ball game will be Callie Oprick. And into serve will be Jenny Beans for the Stars. Again, the season starting to wind down, but a couple of weeks left. Kearney Catholic, After winning the first set, trails here 12-9 as Beans to serve. Puts that far right corner, just kind of cuts it into the middle. Outside, here's Fox inside the block. Beans with a good dig, but then a double hit on Kearney Catholic. Connor and Squires couldn't get out of each other's way. And a point for St. Paul. UNK smokes Missouri Western in game two, 25-10. They won the first set 25-21. The Lopers are up 2-0. At UNK, first of three straight home games. They've got a home match Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Serve just got across the net to Oprich. Set to Anna Squires. Close to the net. She's blocked up front. Lassen got a hand on it. Mercedes Lassen, all 5-3 of her. I think she's grown a little bit, but that's what the program says. Gets her first ace block, and it is 14-9. Serve across again by Taryn Jonak. High set to the outside. Teal blocked by Sestak. Picked up by the Stars. They go right side. Squires, was it in the net or was it blocked out? I'm going to say that it was into the net. Four hits. The officials determining what exactly happened there. Good communication. And it appeared to be the right call. And now the three-point lead is back up to six. And Jonak to serve it away. And it's going to be an ace serve. Taryn Jonak with her fifth service point of the game and her first ace, 16-9. St. Paul trying to even our best of five at a game apiece. Stars won the opener. Game two is all St. Paul. And Jonak tries to go with a short serve and dropped it into the net. So back over to Kearney Catholic, but a very sizable six-point lead here for St. Paul. And Allie Prasoski now to serve it away. In good crowd on hand, especially for the hometown Wildcats. And we thank all those listening in on PlatteRiverPreps.com as Prasoski fires it across to Fox. She'll take the swing, and it is wide and out of bounds. Point Stars. And again, if you remember last week, we talked about it at the time. The first two sets were not very well played. A lot of errors, and not as many tonight, but there are still more than the coaches want to see. And this attack is going to be blocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic, Callie Oprek, and the kill will go to Leslie Fox of St. Paul. Again, another one that was very close, whether it had been touched on this side of the net or not. And here is Alexa Wysocki to serve. She and Jonak leading the team. There is a set that is dumped across by Connor. Kind of caught everybody off guard. It looked like she was just back setting it to her teammate, and it came across the net. Third kill for Shayla. And here comes Mackenzie Smith in to serve it away. Had 5 points in the first game, including a couple of aces. And the serve down the middle to Fosick. Slide to Sestak. She'll cut it deep and out of bounds. Point Stars. Don't forget, at the end of each and every volleyball match, it's the Misco Sports Post Game Show. So when we get all done tonight, we'll have the final stats, talk to the coach, and a whole lot more as the serve cuts across Smith. Not handled well in the back row. It had some funky spin on it, and it's an ace serve. So three in a row by the Stars. They get it back to three, and St. Paul is going to use their first timeout. So each team will have one timeout remaining. Kearney Catholic won the opening game, but St. Paul has a 17-14 lead in game two here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the folks here at St. Paul. Parents' night for the St. Paul Wildcats, 22-2. And after tonight, they get to play a lot more at home. On Thursday, they welcome in Wood River and Gibbon for a triangular. And a week from tonight, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Twin River come in for a triangular. So still two more state-rated teams waiting to play as Mackenzie Smith serves out of the timeout. Outside attack, Fox off the block. Smith is able to run it down. And then Connor ran across the center line. And was she in the net? She was looking down to make sure that she didn't cross the center line with her feet. And the whistle does blow. No way to tell from this angle. And St. Paul will get the volleyball regardless. And Fox will serve it across. Picked up Smith. High set to Herbert. She decides to set it across. Picked up by Fosick. Dumped over, and there's Sestak with the kill. Nice job by the setter, Kylie Sestak. She'll get the first dump down for St. Paul. And right back up to a five-point lead, 19-14. Fox with her first service point of the match. And Leslie fires this one down the middle to Prasoski. Connor, high set, Herbert, near side, off the block, down and good for Page. First kill of this game, fourth of the match. Side out for Cardi Catholic. Courtney Shundoff back in the front row. And back to serve it away is Morgan Studi. Studi jump serve. Fires a nice top spin across, picked up by Fosick. Sestak high, set to the outside, Lassen, and she drives it through that double block again for the kill, Mercedes. Her fourth of the night, 20-15, St. Paul. They jumped out 6-2 and 10-4, and it's not been closer than three since. Maddie Fosick now to serve it. And she'll cut it down the left side here. Picked up Prasoski. Set to the outside. Herbert takes it off the block. Picked up by Fox. Trouble here, but St. Paul will pass it across. Free ball for the Stars. Slide Shundoff. Shundoff drives it middle. Picked up Wysocki. Set outside Lassen. Off the tape. Did it hit the antenna? Yeah, it must have. And it'll be Kearney Catholic volleyball. As it almost popped off the official's nose. Cindy Wells still quick up there. And now Connor to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Shayla droops it across. Picked up Wysocki. Bump set Lassen off the net. Blocked up there. Shunned off. Back to the Cats. They'll set Lassen again. This time it's through the block. Down and good. Five kills to lead the way now for St. Paul for Mercedes Lassen, who had 17 in the win against Kearney Catholic and 22 in the championship match against Ord, and that was in three sets. She and Fox each had 17 in the five-setter, but in three sets, she had 22 against Ord. Here's Herbert from the right side this time. Off the block, the dig is made by Fox. Set outside, Lassen. Lassen blocked out of bounds. Point, St. Paul. And Kearney Catholic may have to burn their final time out here, 22-16. Coach Connor wants to go to the bench instead, and she's going to sub in McKenna Butler, the 5'8 junior, for a moment. And back to serve it away again will be Kylie Sestak. Kylie floats it down the middle to Studi. Connor, easy set middle, Shundoff around the single block, and it's passed out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will get the kill for Courtney Shundoff, her second. But the Stars running out of time, and St. Paul 3 points away from tying our matchup. Whitney Colling now back to serve it away. The lefty got a couple last time she was back there. Cuts it into the middle to Lassen. Tried to set Mercedes. Got a good run at it. Big swing off of Connor. Goes right back across the net. And St. Paul has to roll it across. Kearney Catholic's going to get a break here in the middle to Shundoff. She'll terminate. Courtney Shundoff with her third kill of this set. St. Paul got a kind of a bad break on that overpass. It really just went off of Shayla Connor's shoulder, it looked like. Flew back over, and St. Paul didn't know what to do with it. Whitney Colling serve. Again, down the middle to Lassen. Again, the set middle for Mercedes. Single block. Hit off the net. Popped up there for Colling. Shundoff takes a middle swing. Off the block of Jonah. Fosick is able to dig it up. Here is Horky with the swing. Dug out by Studi. Now on the left wing, it's going to be driven down and good by Kylie Teal. Her first swing of this match. The Stars score three in a row to get back into the rearview mirror here in St. Paul, 22-19. St. Paul fans trying to make some noise here, get that ball back and finish off this set. Colling fires it across to Fosick. Set middle. Here's Lassen. Oh, it's over. Set, and Shundoff takes advantage with her third kill, this time through the front. And a final timeout will be called here by Coach Matt Cain. Even though St. Paul still has the lead, the Stars have made a run four in a row. It's 22-20 Cats here in the second set after Kearney Catholic won the opener. We'll be back with more from St. Paul after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
Back here at St. Paul, where Whitney Colling is going for four in a row from the service line. 22-20, though, St. Paul still has the lead. Again, it'll be in the middle, but Lassen had to go backwards to get it to the 10-foot line. Shundoff will tip it across, and then overpassed here by St. Paul. Slide, Shundoff blocked, and they'll get the point. Well, it wasn't pretty, but St. Paul able to get it. Mercedes Lassen teaming up there with Jonak. And a point that it looked like Kearney Catholic was going to win after a couple of misplays by St. Paul. They come up with a big block. And now Lassen to serve at 23-20. Lassen hits the net. It flips over, picked up by Teal, but it's an overpass right above the net. And there's Kaylee Horkey to terminate. And it is now game point for St. Paul. So Kearney Catholic will go ahead and burn their final timeout. So out of the St. Paul timeout, they're able to catch a break and then make a nice strong serve. And they've got game point coming up. Coming up for you here on Classic Hits 98.9 Thursday night. It is high school football. Gothenburg will be at Kearney Catholic. And we will have game one and two of the World Series on ESPN Radio tomorrow night. Pregame is at 6. First pitch is at 7:07. The Cardinals and the Red Sox. Games one and two Wednesday and Thursday night on ESPN 1460. We will also have games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night on ESPN Radio. Friday, we've got doubleheader football here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw will travel to Axtell, while Kearney High will host North Platte on ESPN 1460. Then complete coverage of the high school playoffs, which begin Halloween Day, October 31st. And then Kearney High will get in on Friday the 1st. Serve across, game point for St. Paul. To the outside, Teal drives it through the block. Dug out there, Sestak from the outside. Fox drives it over. Good dig by Studi. Set up to the outside for Teal. She's blocked but out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic. Teal with her second kill. 24-21 St. Paul. Stars will need three in a row to stay alive here. And the freshman Jenny Beans will come in to serve. Game point number two for St. Paul, and Beans serve. Down the middle of Fosick. Here's Sestak with the set. Outside Fox, she's blocked, and where did it go? Butler had the block. It goes back to St. Paul. They set it over. Middle attack, Oprich. She's blocked. Connor digs. Butler is going to set it, and they call her for the double hit, and that'll be the end of game number two, and St. Paul wins it by a score of 25-21. We're even at a game apiece in this best of five here on Classic Hits, and we'll be back with the numbers right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Let's take a look at the numbers from game two. Once again, not a ton of numbers. There's plenty of errors on both sides, as we were talking about early on in game number two. For Kearney Catholic, I had Kylie Teal with two kills. Whitney Colling had five service points. Shayla Connor, two kills. Courtney Shundoff, four kills. Allie Prasoski, two service points. Mackenzie Smith, two service points. One was an ace. Paige Herbert, one kill. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for Kearney Catholic. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox had a service point and two kills. Mercedes Lassett had a service point, two ace blocks, and four kills. Kaylee Harkey had two kills. Maddie Fosick, two service points. One was an ace. Kylie Sestak had a kill and a service point. Carrie Sestak, two kills. Alexa Wysocki, three service points. And Taryn Jonak, five service points. One was an ace. 11 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves for St. Paul as they take game number two, 25-21. Kearney Catholic won the opener, 25-17. So we're even at a game apiece in this best of five, and we'll be back with game three right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Wood River.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraskaland National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraskaland National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And we're ready for the third set here between Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. Kearney Catholic will serve it away with Ali Prasoski, an update from the UNK Health and Sports Center. UNK has taken the first two sets from Missouri Western, 25-21, 25-10, and the Lopers lead 14-9 in the third set. We're ready to go when Prasoski serves it away. Slide to Sestak, tries it through the double block, and Carey has her fifth kill. And St. Paul takes the lead again, 1-0. And back to serve it away will be Leslie Fox. And the freshman flies it down the middle to Studi. Here's the set, Connor. She sets it across again. Picked up Fosick to the outside, Lassen. Lassen goes near side. Prasoski's there, but Kearney Catholic, once again, violation at the net. And it's 2-0 Wildcats. St. Paul is led by Lassen with six kills. Carrie Sestak with five. Four for Fox. Three for Horky. Serve across by Fox. Middle attack, Oprich, and she'll drive it straight down and good. Callie with her third kill. Kearney Catholic has four kills apiece from Paige Herbert, Courtney Shundoff, and Maddie Squires. Three from Shayla Connor and Callie Oprich. And we're even at a game apiece. And back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Smith. She's the leading server with 7 points, has three aces. That one picked up by Fosick. Short bump set. All Lassen can do is roll it across, then overpass by Kearney Catholic. St. Paul decides to set it up for Lassen, and she'll drive it down and good. Mercedes with her seventh kill. 3-1, St. Paul. And back to serve it away it will be Fosick. And Fosick attacks it. Sends it deep. It's out of bounds. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Husker volleyball team is home tomorrow night. They'll try to bounce back against Iowa, one of the few unranked teams in the Big Ten Conference. 6:30 tomorrow at the Devaney Center. Then they're off to Ohio State Friday. Here's Studi. Jump serve is a beauty. Picked up, though, by Jonak. They are not going to be able to get it back. Studi makes it 3-3 with her first ace. Studi, actually her first service point. St. Paul's doing a good job of picking her up. This time, Wysocki with the dig. And it'll be punched into the net. Miscommunication. St. Paul didn't know who was going to go get it, so Fox had to lunge at it. And you're pretty sure what's going to happen when you have to lunge at the volleyball. And the Stars with three in a row, now up 4-3. Studi's jump serve. There's a beauty picked up by Lassen. And it's overpassed, but good adjustment by Sestak and Kylie. With the reverse dunk back over her head. Drops it down and good. 4-4, game three, even at a game apiece. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And now Kylie will go back to serve it away for the Lady Cats. She'll slap it right in the middle to Smith. Here's the set, Connor. She'll decide to dump it over. Fosick, overpass, play at the net, and it's going to be tipped. But in the net on St. Paul. is going to be called here. I'm not even sure which side that ball landed on. They just went straight to the net and say, Carnegie Catholic Volleyball. So Connor to serve. And into the left corner to Fox. Sestak sets right side Horky. She'll just kind of half it across, picked up by Connor. Back row attacks Studi. She finds the back corner in a beauty. Fox full layout to try to get a fingertip on it. But Studi had cut it too much. And Morgan will get her first kill as a libero from the back row. 6-4 stars. That's the first service point for Connor tonight. And Shayla across it comes to Fox again on the left side. Set middle. Here's Lassen around the single block. Dug out that time by Smith to the middle. Shunned off. Blocked up front and an ace block for St. Paul's Taryn Jonak. Her first. Couple of nice blocks at the net that time by each side, and St. Paul was able to close it. And Mercedes Lassen now to serve it away. And Lassen with the serve. Over to Smith. Line drive pass to Connor. Quick set. Herbert off the tip. It's dug out in the back row. Sestak up to Horky. Now they'll go to Fox. She drives it through the double block. And the freshman will pick up her fifth kill. 6-6. Game three. Even at a set apiece. Best of five. Here at St. Paul. Serve across by Lassen. Back set and a short one there to Herbert. Drives it over. Lassen is able to pick it up. But at the net, Horky, who dumped it down, got her hand caught in the twine. And so instead of a point for St. Paul, the violation will give the ball to Kearney Catholic. We've had quite a few of those net violations or stepping across the center line, especially stepping across the line for the Stars. 7-6. And Whitney Colling is in to serve. The lefty sends that one deep and out of bounds. That didn't do much for her. Just kind of sailed on her instead of spinning towards the floor. St. Paul to serve. Taryn Jonak, who had 5 points at the service line in game two, which they won. Connor sets outside. Here's Teal, who's in. She goes with a power tip, gets past the 10-foot line. St. Paul's ready. They tip it back across with Sestak. Anna Squires digs. Back row Studi swings and terminates. Second kill for Morgan. Kearney Catholic 8, St. Paul 7. Multiple substitutions on both teams. On the floor for St. Paul, they've got both Sestak and Horky in the front row. And on serve receive, you've got Fox, Lassen, and Fosick. Jenny Beans to serve for Kearney Catholic. Clipped the net, but it's picked up by Fox. Set in the back row, Lassen's swing is deep and out of bounds. 9-7 Stars. In the game for Kearney Catholic, you've got Teal, Oprick, Anna Squires, Colling, Connor, and Beans the server. So a different looking six out there right now as it comes across to Fox. They set it to Leslie way off the net at the 10-foot line. Her angle attack is wide and out of bounds. So a couple of errors again by St. Paul. Both of these are teams that don't need the help of the other team. And errors has really been the difference in this match. 10-7, Beans serves it across, looking for three in a row. Again from well off the net, Fox takes the swing. Up by Teal, set it back to Kylie. She'll get a good swing, but it's blocked. Ace block, Carrie Sestak, her second of the night. And a big time for St. Paul to get the ball back so that they didn't have to fall down four and possibly use the timeout. And to serve it away will be Alexa Wysocki for St. Paul. Cats trail 10-8, game three. We're even at a set apiece. Over to Studi. Connor trying to keep it alive. Call for the lift. Call that an ace serve for St. Paul. And for Alexa, that'll be her first. It is the third for the Wildcats as a team. Tries it again, and that one's too strong and out of bounds. So the ace negated by the error. And all we do is slap a point up on each side of the board. 11-9, Kearney Catholic. And Allie Prasoski will rotate back in. Prasoski serve. Just got across to Fosick. Bump set to the outside. Fox off the back foot. It floats over. Stars with a set outside. Teal drives it through the double block. Boy, Lassen, great dig in the back row there. Set to Fox, and she overswung it into the net. Tried to cut it right down the left side. And hit the tape. 12-9. Kearney Catholic and Prasoski to serve. She'll move around a little bit. Go a little bit farther to her left. Float a short one. Boy, Fosick had to sprint after that one. They'll get it outside to Fox. St. Paul not getting near the powerful swings that they did last week. Tip at the net and stuffed right back. St. Paul's Carey Sestak. So they may not be getting the swings, but they have made some nice plays at the net. 12-10 Stars, and Leslie Fox now to serve it away. St. Paul jumped out early, but then Kearney Catholic put a run together and lead by two. Studi will punch it into the back corner to Wysocki. High bump set here for Lassen. She'll direct it down the left line. Dig Prasoski, middle Oprick. She'll dunk it across, and there's Fosick. Slide to Sestak, who tips it over. Great job calling to track it down. Dumped over by Connor, and St. Paul on this long rally will go to Lassen. Blocked up front, comes down to St. Paul. Great dig by Teal, and then a lift called on Kearney Catholic. They're going to say that Connor threw it more than she said it. A little questioning from the Stars bench. And now a chance to tie it for St. Paul. Fox across to Studi. Connor sets it to Oprick. Big swing down and good. Fourth kill for Callie Oprick. And the Stars hang on to the lead. And from the Health and Sports Center, UNK has picked up their 19th win of the year with a straight set victory over Missouri Western in a little over an hour and 10 minutes. 25-21, 10-15. Missouri Western falls to 11-12. Lopers now 19-3. Serve across to Lassen. Blocked, but it's out of bounds just by a couple of inches. And Mercedes Lassen saw that block come just right back over her head. And St. Paul will get the ball right back to Fosick. The libero, Maddie, Jr. Strong one across to Smith. Picked up here, Connor sets to Herbert. Herbert through the double block, and that's down in good. Page with her fifth kill. 14-12, Kearney Catholic, game three. We're even at a set apiece. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-17. St. Paul won the second one 25-21. Now Studi to serve it away. Again, a rematch of last week's Lou Platt semifinal that went five sets St. Paul's way. They had to win sets four and five to do it. On the slide, here's Taryn Jonak. Jonak rattles it off the block and good. So St. Paul's scratching, getting closer. Now again, a chance to tie it with Kylie Sestak on the serve. Kylie pops that one right in the back middle to Mackenzie Smith. Set outside Herbert. She'll go up, blocked there by Horky. Dug out by the Stars. Bump set to the back row, and Studi's attack is wide and out of bounds, and we are tied at 14 midway through game number three. 14-14 your score. And the ball belongs to St. Paul. Although the St. Paul bench picked it up and threw it to Kearney Catholic. Sestak to serve. Again, more volleyball next Tuesday. We'll be in Kennesaw as Axtell and Blue Hill are in for a triangular. Starts at five. Soft serve here by Sestak. Set outside Herbert from just off the net. Goes angle. Fosick with the dig. Here is the back row attack. Leslie Fox dug out by Studi. Connor sets outside Herbert again. Rolls it over the double block, and it's good. Page with her sixth kill. Again, Herbert just returning to action after setting out 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks with a sprained ankle. Missed the entire conference tournament last week. Shayla Connor now serves for the Stars. Tried to bite off a little short corner here and missed it. On the wide serve, we are tied 15-15. And to serve it away, Mercedes Lassen. Lassen knuckles it down the middle to Studi. Connor runs down, sets it back against the grain, and Herbert is there to put it away. Seven kills now for Paige Herbert, and she's quietly taken over the kill lead here for Kearney Catholic. And for Kearney Catholic right now, eight different players with at least one kill. For St. Paul, six different players with at least one kill. Whitney Colling now on the serve. Neither team has burned a timeout yet here in game three. Sestak sets from the 10-foot line. Fox blocked up front there by Shundoff. Right side, Jonak. And what a beautiful swing to get the kill. Taryn Jonak. Stars had it blocked to the middle, but she had just a sliver between the antenna and the near side, and she was able to squeeze it in there for the kill, and that'll be the fourth for Taryn. Now she'll go back and serve, clip the net, but didn't take too much off. Colling with the dig outside to Teal, drives it through the block, down and good. Third kill for Kylie. And back and forth we go, a much more tight third set. The other two sets, Kearney Catholic got out to the lead and kept it. St. Paul got out to the lead in the second game and kept it. Always up by about three or four. And now the serve by Jenny Beans. Beans floats it back middle. Here's a short set in the middle. Sestak, and she'll get the kill. Stars blocked it, but then lifted it after that block. And for Carey, she's got six kills. 17-17. And it'll be Wysocki to serve it away for the Wildcats. Alexa goes to Studi. And the set off the mark there, it fell between Oprick and Squire. So it's over to St. Paul and a free ball and hammered home by Carey Sestak. And St. Paul has regained the lead, 18-17, here in game three with Jonak on the serve. And she'll serve this one into the net. So 18-all. Third service error here of this game by St. Paul. Kearney Catholic has had two service errors. And Allie Prasoski now goes back to serve it away. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Top volleyball action here in the Lou Platte Conference tonight at St. Paul. And this time Lassen gets it outside to Fox. Fox's swing far corner is deep. And the Stars regain the lead on back-to-back errors by St. Paul. Prasoski with her eighth service point. Deep into the near corner here to Wysocki. Punched out of the back row by Lassen. Short set. Oprick, the block late, and she'll hammer it through. Callie Oprick, third kill of this game, fifth of the match. And timeout St. Paul. The Stars have taken the lead up to two late here in third set. It's the first timeout of this game. And your score, Kearney Catholic 20, St. Paul 18. We're even at a set apiece, and we'll be right back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Rather to a Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at St. Paul High School. Lou Platte Conference regular season title is on the line. Kearney Catholic wins. They'll capture it. If St. Paul wins, they've got a chance to tie. They have one conference loss coming into the night. This is the final conference match for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul still has to play Wood River and Gibbon here on Thursday night. 20-18, Kearney Catholic in the third set. We're even at a game apiece. Stars have scored three in a row. 20-18, Prasoski serves it across. Back set to Fox, blocked by Oprick, and it is going to be down. Callie Oprick with her first ace block. And the first since early in game number one for Kearney Catholic. And now they're up by three. 21-18. St. Paul needs the ball back right here. And the serve fairly deep. Lassen plays it. They'll dump it across there. Dug out Prasoski on the dive and set over by Connor right at Sestak. Outside, Fox will roll it across. Kearney Catholic now gets a good look to the outside Teal. She's blocked up front by Sestak. The Sestak twins. The second time, though, Teal's able to knock it off the block and get her fourth kill. So the freshman Kylie Teal has come in here and has seen a little more playing time and another timeout here by St. Paul, so they couldn't get Prasoski off the line with the first timeout. They'll try it here. Kearney Catholic has scored five in a row to take a 22-18 lead in game number three. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We are back to action here as Brzoski serves it across and in the net. Going to be called on St. Paul. And Kearney Catholic taking the biggest lead for either team here in the third set. They're looking to finish it off here. Six in a row, 23-18, but the serve goes into the net and gives a little life here to St. Paul, but they've got to get a run to answer immediately back here. And the freshman, Leslie Fox, will go back to serve it away, trailing 23-19 in the third. Fox's serve to Studi. Connor, back set. Here's Teal from the right side. Big swing. Great dig by Wysocki. Gives St. Paul a chance. Lassen tips it over. And Connor will get it to the middle. Teal sets it across. Slide right side. Blocked up there by Kearney Catholic. And give him the ace block. It's Oprick along with Kylie Teal up there. And it is game point for the Stars. 24-19, and here's Mackenzie Smith to try to finish it off and give Kearney Catholic a 2-1 lead. Smith serve droops across there and dumped over. Fosick was able to do it, and then in the net is called on St. Paul. When they went to dump it over, they followed through into the net, and that'll be the end of game number three. And just like last week in the conference tournament, Kearney Catholic goes up 2-1, but we'll see if that means anything this week either. Kearney Catholic is up 2-1. We will go to the fourth set in a moment, but our third set stats coming your way after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to St. Paul High School. Let's take a look at the numbers from the third set. Here's what I had for St. Paul. Leslie Fox, 2 service points, 1 kill. Mercedes Lassen, 1 service point, 2 kills. Kylie Sestak, a service point and a kill. Carrie Sestak, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. Alexa Wysocki, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Taryn Jonak, an ace block and 2 kills. 9 kills, 3 ace blocks and 1 ace serve for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal, 2 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points, 1 was an ace and 2 kills. Shayla Connor had a service point. Callie Oprek, 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. Allie Prasoski had 6 service points. Mackenzie Smith, a service point. Paige Herbert, 3 kills. And Jenny Beans, 2 service points. 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve as Kearney Catholic wins Game 3, 25-19. They won the opener 25-17. St. Paul took the second set, 25-21. So we'll take a break and be back with the fourth set of action here from St. Paul right after this timeout on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Shelton.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on your sports leader, Classic Hits, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Good, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. It's 2-1. Kearney Catholic leading St. Paul. And UNK sweeping Missouri Western earlier tonight. 25, 21, 10, and 15. St. Paul will get to serve it away first here in the fourth set. And to do the honors will be Taryn Jonak. Jonak powers it across, picked up by Paige Herbert. It went across the net, and St. Paul didn't do anything with it. They tried to go up and slap it, but it tipped the net and kicked it away from Sestak. And the old defensive point for the Stars, Paige Herbert. And Kearney Catholic will take the lead, and Allie Prasoski will go back to serve it away. And Prasoski serve. Comes across there to Fox. Headed back to Leslie on the outside. She'll take it off the block, and Studi will dig. Connor runs it down to the left side. The swing by Teal. Dug out by the Cats and Lassen. Back to Fox. Off the block. Studi with the dig. And another violation at the net by Kearney Catholic. A ton of them. And remember last week in the fifth set against St. Paul, Kearney Catholic was in the net or across the center line in that fifth set alone about five times when they got beat 15-5. And here's another overpass by Kearney Catholic. It's going to end up in the net, and an ace serve for Alexa Wysocki. That'll be her second. 2-1 Kearney Catholic. Wysocki cuts it across, gets another ace. Teal didn't expect that serve to come at her. That was a big old curveball thrown there. Quick cut all the way the width of the floor. Wysocki moves it around again. Picked up by Teal. Bumped across by Connor on the two ball. It's down to good. Shayla with her fourth kill. And it's 3-2 St. Paul. Mackenzie Smith to serve it away here for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And Smith punches that baby down the left side, and it's going to be an ace. There was miscommunication between Wysocki and Lassen. They ran together. Then Wysocki tried to track it down, and they ran together again over there with the setter, Sestak. And McKenzie with her fourth ace serve of this match, 3-3. And St. Paul needs the fourth set to send us to a fifth, just like last week. Smith, beautiful serve over the net. Picked up that time on a slide. Sestak, she'll drive it off the block. Studi with an egg. Connor, slide, right side. Oprek, overswung. And in the net it goes. Error, Kearney Catholic, 4-3 St. Paul. Leslie Fox to go back and serve it away. Stars are 17-8, coming off three wins at the Centennial Tournament. Not Centennial Conference, but Utica Centennial. Fox serves it across. St. Paul, 22-2, as Herbert blocked up front by the Sestak twins. And I think maybe Kylie might have got more of that one. 5-3. And again, the serve across by Fox. Picked up there by Smith to the outside. Herbert off the back foot. Rolls it off the block. Sestak with the dig. Set outside Lassen. She gets around the block. Smith with the dig. Connor sets back row for Studi. She'll get it around the single block. Dig again made Wysocki. Here's Lassen at the net. She'll roll it over. Stars run together. Dumped back over by Connor, but ran out of real estate. Didn't have a whole lot of room that time. And missed it with the tip. Or in that case, the punch. 6-3. Assistant coach James Refness off the bench. Doing more than stretching. Good to see he's awake tonight. Trying to tell his girls how to shore up that block a little bit better. And St. Paul has it on their side. Outside attack. Going to be driven into the block. And give the block to Kearney Catholic up front. Connor is there with Prasoski. Herbert. And it is 6-4 St. Paul. Side out here for Kearney Catholic. Studi with the jump serve. Nice topspin on that one. Picked up by Fosick. Set to the outside. Here's the attack by Lassen. And it is wide and out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic. And Studi to serve again. But again, a lot of errors tonight by these two teams. Studi, great jump serve. Sestak had to track it down, ran into the standard. It's pushed across. Connor sets outside Herbert. There's only a single block, and it's down and good. Paige Herbert with her ninth kill. And the Stars with three in a row to tie it at six. Don't forget, whenever we're done, the Misco Sports Postgame Show with all the final stats, interviews, and more. Studi, jump serve. That one sailed deep and out of bounds. So St. Paul won't lose the lead. They'll get it back, 7-6. On top here for Maddie Fosick. Fosick always goes deep to that right-hand corner. Takes a little run at it, and that time drives a beautiful one back over, and then it's over past St. Paul, came right back where it came from, and there was nothing they could do. There was nobody home, and the lunge at it sent it into the stands, and that will be Morgan Studi with the defensive play, and that's already two of those here. Herbert had one, and Studi had one in this set. Shayla Connor to serve. 7-7 in the fourth. Stars are up 2-1. Middle attack, Lassen, only a single block, and she finds the corner. Mercedes with her ninth kill. We told you what St. Paul has left, two home triangulars after tonight. For Kearney Catholic, they go to Holdridge Thursday and then head out to Hershey. Hershey State ready. They'll play Hershey and Broken Bow in a try next week. And here is a roll back across town and good for Smith as they back away from it on the St. Paul side, and it just caught the tape. McKenzie finds a way to sneak a kill in there from time to time, and she does that. 8-8. Whitney calling to go back and serve it away. And the lefty fires it right down the middle, backpedaling Fox, set from the middle of the floor. That means Lassen has to go off her back foot. Calling dig, short set middle, Shundoff dumps it down, and good. Courtney Shundoff. That's her first kill since the second set. She's got five total. Stars take the lead back at 9-8. And calling serve. Down the middle again. Picked up by Lassen. Set it back to Mercedes. She tips it one arm up by Teal. Connor picks it up. Teal a little slow to get up. It's back over. Free ball here for St. Paul. They'll go to Lassen and she'll rattle it home. Mercedes, first player to get to double-digit kills. She's got 10. Paige Herbert leaves Kearney Catholic with 9. And they want to make sure that Kylie Teal's okay here. Apparently she is. She'll stay in. Or was it Anna Squires? Squires got jammed up there as well, and Coach Connor wants to take a look at Anna Squires and make sure that she's okay. Might have got popped there in the nose when she and Teal came together. Makes the eyes water a little bit. So they're going to come out and take a look, make sure she's okay. Game one went to Kearney Catholic 25-17. St. Paul took game two 25-21. Stars win game three 25-19. And now it's 9-9 game four. And St. Paul to serve it away. And Anna Squires going to stay in there after that collision with her teammate in Teal, one of those old eye waterers. And now Lassen. Put a little mini jump serve across. Studi had the dig. Bump set by Connor. Anna Squires takes the swing off the double block down. And good, so she must be okay. Second kill there for Anna. 10-9. Stars with the lead. And Jenny Means in to serve it away. Football Thursday. Kearney Catholic will host Gothenburg in the regular season finale. It'll be here on Classic Hits this week. 98.9. World Series will be on ESPN 1460 as Bean serves it across. And here's Fox, blocked up front there by Squires, dug out by the Cats. Back row, Lassen rolls into the middle. Connor digs. Anna Squire, good high set out here to the left wing. And we have got the attack by Teal and St. Paul with what would have been, I believe, an ace block, but they're in the net. And sometimes you just don't see this many net calls. They've been playing it tight to try to get that block going. And we've seen quite a few tonight. Beans again with the serve. Just a straight old knuckleball across. Tough on the pass for St. Paul. They get a free ball above it, and it's terminated for Anna Squires. All off that good serve for Jenny Beans, and it's 12-9. Kearney Catholic and St. Paul will use their first timeout. The Stars are up 2-1, and now a 12-9 lead here at St. Paul in Game 4. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is.
is defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back to action here on Classic Hits. Jenny Bean serves, and it's rolled back over by Leslie Fox out of the St. Paul timeout. Anna Squires has to set that. She gets a good short one to Oprecht, drives it back row, dug out by Lassen, returned by Horky, tipped back across there by Anna Squires. St. Paul trying to get back in system to the outside. They'll go to Fox. She's blocked. Anna Squires, ace block. Her second of the match. And it's now 13-9. Jenny Beans to serve. The Stars have scored four in a row and six out of the last seven after trailing 8-7. St. Paul doesn't want to fall behind anymore as Beans clips the net, comes across. Nice save by St. Paul's Maddie Fosick, and that allows Sestak to punch it down. Kylie with her third kill. The Wildcats needed it, and they do get it back. Again, the UNK volleyball team bounces back from a tough loss Saturday with a straight set victory tonight over Missouri Western. Congratulations to Coach Squires and the ladies. Of course, you have the Sokolowski sisters from Kearney Catholic. And, of course, Coach Squires, a couple of his daughters playing here tonight as the set goes middle. Oprick drives it home and gets the sixth kill. 14-10, Kearney Catholic. They're up 2-1. The third set was tight. In fact, 18-17, St. Paul and Kearney Catholic scored six in a row off the serve of Allie Prasoski, who's back there now for the Stars. Outside, it'll be rolled over Leslie Fox. And another violation on the Stars. And the setter, Shayla Connor, finally says, do I need an explanation what it is that I'm doing? And the official says, you're putting your toe across the line, heel up. And that's about the sixth or seventh time she's been called tonight. 14-11, serve across Studi. Right side, Teal goes back into the corner, picked up nicely by Wysocki. Set outside, Fox comes near line, but missed it. Out of bounds it goes. Point, Kearney Catholic. Fox, just a freshman, so impressive last week in the semifinals and finals. Really hasn't been as much of a factor here tonight for St. Paul. And Mackenzie Smith now to serve it away. 15-11, Stars trying to take a 3-1 victory, but St. Paul has something to say on the slide by Carrie Sestak. She got a lot of volleyball down to the turf on that one. And it's 15-12. Finally, a little power up front. Hadn't seen a whole lot of that tonight. And Fox to serve. Over to Smith. Pass off the mark, and Herbert tried. Stars dug it out of the net. Back over to St. Paul on a free ball. Here is Lassen off the tip from Connor to Herbert. Right side slide. Oprick finished. What a great defensive dig by Kearney Catholic on what looked to be a sure St. Paul point. That's a huge one. St. Paul could have got a little momentum out of that, but Herbert and Studi got dirty on that one. And Studi just served it away. And the jump serve been working a little better tonight. Gets it across to Wysocki. Good pass, though. Outside Lassen. Blocked, and it is going to be Connor with the block, or are they just going to call four hits? The up official signaled four hits. Nonetheless, Kearney Catholic ball, and now they're up by five, equaling their largest lead at 17-12. Studi, powerful jump serve. Problems in the back row. St. Paul punches it over with Fosick. Studi dig. Connor set. Herbert with the swing. Blocked up front. Nope. Into the net again. Point St. Paul. 17-13, Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away, Maddie Fosick. St. Paul trying to get caught up here after a little lull midway through the opening, the fourth set. Fosick drives it right into the net. That is the first service error of this game for the Wildcats of St. Paul. 22-2. Upset by Centura, beat Grand Island Central Catholic. Still have Wood River and St. Cecilia to play in the next week as Connor droops that serve across. Good save there. Running off the floor. One arm at Jonak. Kearney Catholic on the right side, though, makes it work quickly when they got St. Paul out of system and getting the kill. Anna Squires, third of the game and fourth of the match, and timeout. St. Paul. St. Paul may have used their energy in the tournament last week, and they have their backs against the wall here tonight. St. Paul is up Kearney Catholic is up 2-1 and 19-13 here in the fourth on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
St. Paul using their final timeout here, needing to find a way to get that ball back immediately. Kearney Catholic 6 points away now from a victory tonight, looking for their 18th win of the season and trying to avenge last week's loss in the tournament. St. Paul trying to validate it. And out of the timeout, Connor mishit that one, and it goes into the net. That'll be the third service error of the game for the Stars. And back to serve it away for St. Paul will be Kylie Sestak. 19-14, Kearney Catholic. St. Paul needs to get something going here. Back line to Studi, set middle. Here's Herbert through the double block, down and good. Page with her 10th kill, third of the set. And that leads the team 20-14, Kearney Catholic. And they'll be more than satisfied to trade points right now. Again, Herbert back for the first time in just under 3 weeks after injuring her ankle in pregame warmups at the Triangular up at Ord. Whitney calling her serve deep and out of bounds. So back-to-back service errors here for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul needs to take advantage. Mercedes Lassen to serve. And Lassen into the net. Trying to do a little too much on both sides here. Kearney Catholic has the lead, and they're trying to put the pressure on. St. Paul hasn't been able to do much at all from that service line tonight. They have three ace serves and then picked up two more from Wysocki in this game, so that's five, but just haven't been able to get a run going. 21-15, Jenny Beans to serve here for the Stars. Here is the outside roll over by Fox. Anna Squire sets. Kylie Teal drives it through. Picked up by Lassen. Set to the outside. Fox. Fox on the angle attack. Calling with the dig. Back set. Anna Squire set was short, so she'll bump it across. Chance here for St. Paul. They'll go to Jonak, and she'll dump it across. One arm saved by Connor. Stars at the net with the joust. Rolled over by Oprich. Set right back. Fosick, and she'll find the corner. That brings almost everybody off the St. Paul bench. Nice play by the libero. Maddie Fosick, her first kill of this match. Side out here, St. Paul. And Jonah to serve it away. Needs to find a little of that magic she had at the service line in game two when she rattled off five of them. 21-16, Kearney Catholic in the serve as an ace. Put a little cut on that one. Found a spot on the floor she liked. That'll be the second ace for Jonah. 21-17, and Coach Chris Connor is going to call her first timeout right here. Two sets to one, Kearney Catholic, and they lead it 21-17 here in the fourth at St. Paul. We'll be back after this.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger four-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE four-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show whenever we're done. If it's here after the fourth set or if St. Paul rallies, we'll do it after five. 21-17 Kearney Catholic. Taryn Jonak off the ace serve for St. Paul. Out of the timeout, fires it across again. Studi passed it into the net. Connor couldn't do anything with it. Ace serve, back-to-back aces for Taryn Jonak. 21-18. But you got a feeling that St. Paul needs to keep it going as they try to guard Teal there. They've been serving at her, but not that time. They set it to Kylie. She's blocked up front by Sestak. Good save by Connor. And then Kearney Catholic watched the ball fall to the floor. Carrie Sestak with her fourth ace block. They had picked it up, but then that's the old you got it, you got it. And then nobody got it. Jonak served 21-19. Gets this one over to Teal. Pass into the net. Dug out, though, and set across by Kearney Catholic. Pop it up. Sestak sets it outside. Here's Fox on the angle. Dug out by Studi. Connor dumps it over. Sestak with the dig. They get it again to Fox, but her attack hit the antenna. And so Kearney Catholic will get the ball back on the air. And it is 22-19. Allie Prusoski in to serve it away. She had the key run late in game three. St. Paul has used both their timeouts, so they need to get the ball right back here. Prusoski, solid serve down the middle to Lassen. They go to Horky. Horky is blocked, dug out, and passed out of bounds by Sestak. And the block occurring up there for Teal. Kylie, her block forced the pass back out of bounds by St. Paul, 23-19. Allie Prusoski with the serve, comes near line short. Set it out there to Fox, got a good look, drives it over, Studi saves. Connor sets it to the outside. Here's Teal over the double block. Fosick with a high dig up into the rafters. Now the swing by Fox. Half swing in front of Colling. She makes the dig. Dumped over by Connor. St. Paul with the dig. Close to the net. Fox has to try and tip it, and she's able to do so. Drives it off the joust there. That was a strong one-on-one play against Connor, and Fox won the joust. That's her first kill of this set, sixth of the match. Kearney Catholic 23, St. Paul 20. Here's Wysocki on the serve. Studi close to the net. It's tight right side. Here is Teal on the swing. Dug out Lassen. Fox from off the net. Her attack is down and good. Number 7 for Leslie Fox. 23-21. St. Paul needs this fourth set. Trying to battle back. Wysocki with her 10th service point of the match. Going for 11. And it's deep and out of bounds. And it is match point now for the Stars. Paige Herbert's back in. Here comes Mackenzie Smith to serve it away. Smith is second on the team in serving tonight behind Prusoski. And here we go, 24-21, Kearney Catholic. And match point in the air. Picked up by Fosick. Sestak sets to the outside. Here's Fox again. Blocked by Connor, and it's down and good. And Kearney Catholic avenges last week's loss and wins the regular season Blue Platte Conference title on the ace block by Shayla Connor. And the Stars win it in four tonight, 25-17, 21-25, 25-19, and 25-21. Kearney Catholic now 18-8. St. Paul suffers just their third loss, and they're 22-3, and they still have four more home matches here in the regular season. They'll get 29 regular season matches, and Kearney Catholic will be right there with them. They're 18-8, and they've got three more games as well. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, coach interview, and more. So stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Annabrog.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
And welcome back here to St. Paul. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. It's a little bit of a drive from Kearney on over, but always treated well here. And a beautiful facility, and glad to be here at St. Paul where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Keeping you geared up for games for years, and will continue to do so from their Ord storefront location. A great selection to choose from. You can always get your game on at Misco's. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports, taking care of our athletes and schools for decades. A four-set victory tonight for Kearney Catholic. Also tonight, a three-set victory for UNK over Missouri Western. Our next volleyball will be 1 week from tonight when we go to Kennesaw. The Blue Devils welcome in Axtell and Blue Hill for a triangular that gets underway at 5 o'clock. This week, we've got high school football on Thursday night. Kearney Catholic will be hosting Gothenburg pregame at 6:30. And then, as we said, Friday, Kennesaw at Axtell here on Classic Hits. Kearney High will host North Platte on ESPN 1460. Let's take a look at some of the numbers that we have for you right here in game number four. For St. Paul, I had Leslie Fox with two service points, two kills. Mercedes Lassen had two kills. Maddie Fosick had a kill. Kylie Sestak had an ace block and a kill. Carrie Sestak had an ace block and a kill. Alexa Wysocki, three service points, two of them were aces. Taryn Jonak, three service points, two of them were aces. Seven kills, two ace blocks, and four ace serves for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, it looks like Kylie Teal had an ace block. Morgan Studi, three service points and a kill. Whitney Colling had a service point. Shayla Connor had a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Maddie Squires had an ace block back in the first set, I guess that was from. Then we'll go to Courtney Shundoff. She had a kill. Callie Oprick had two kills. Anna Squires had two ace blocks and three kills. Allie Prasoski had one service point. Mackenzie Smith, a service point and a kill. Paige Herbert, three service points and or three kills for Paige, excuse me, Jenny Beans with three service points. Looks like Kearney Catholic in that fourth set had 12 kills, four ace blocks, and they were able to throw in one ace serve as they take it 25-21. We'll be back and look at the overall stats, chat with the coaches after this on the Nabisco Sports postgame show.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to St. Paul. Continuing on the Nabisco Sports postgame show, we'll take a look at the overall final stats of our match in just a moment. But right now, Kearney Catholic volleyball coach Chris Connor is going to join us here on the postgame. No, don't throw her phone up. No, that would be a bad thing. Coach, a little bit different outcome than last week. And I think it did you guys good to play Saturday, evidently, just kind of reading your comments and going over to Centennial and picking up some wins.
Yeah, Centennial was huge for us in the fact that we were able to gain a little confidence. We had a few close sets, and it was kind of good to see us bust out of our little slump we were in when we got some tight sets. So I think, you know, that helped boost kind of some of the morale and especially with those young kids, knowing that they could do it when they got things got tight.
Paige Herbert back for you as well. Talk about what that does for you.
Yeah, Paige came in. Well, she's been out for about a little over 2 weeks, and she came in halfway through the practice yesterday and says, okay, trainer said I can go, but I can't play middle because we'd switched her over to middle. So she went back to the outside, and it was, you know, she got about 45 minutes of practice, and then we talked about it all night as coaches and decided, you know, give her a shot because, you know, if nothing else, we need to get her reps and get her going again. So she did a great job for 45 minutes of practice in the last 2.5 weeks. You know, we didn't let her play back row yet. We wanted her to get some more touches and, you know, didn't know if, you know, physically yet she's still in shape. So she did a great job and was consistent for us, and that's what we needed.
Once again, kind of like last week, early on in both games, there were numerous errors. Both teams really
didn't get a ton of kills, especially early on. Could you sense anything? Was that changing the lineup a little bit, or the kids you had in there, or what could you sense on both sides of that tonight that was either the same or different than last week?
I don't know what our final numbers were for outsides, but I was really pleased with them. You know, we played St. Paul last time. I think our outsides averaged around 100 for a kill efficiency, and just it's hard to win a game when, you know, you can't produce a little bit more. So it was good to see our numbers improve there. I thought Callie Oatbreak, when we could get her the ball in system, she lit it up yesterday in practice. And I'm like, gosh, we can just get her more consistent. You know, she's going to be one to contend with. So, I think St. Paul and a bunch of the teams in our district are just who's on, you know, and who can play with a few of us unforced errors. So,
one thing that this does do, once again, you guys win the regular season championship. So that has to be a goal that you can put a check mark by.
Yeah, I don't even know if they realize that because I didn't tell them. But, you know, we're just trying to get better. And you know, it seems like the more you kind of talk about final outcomes, sometimes that, you know, adds to the stress, especially for the younger kids. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be excited to find that out.
I know you're trying to find the hot hand, and that sometimes can be tough with the youngsters. Somebody sits down for a little while and somebody gets an opportunity. And Kylie Teal kind of came in and played a little bit more here for you tonight and did a little bit of everything. Now, we found out that she's not number one on serve receive because they were trying to pick on her a little bit, and you guys were trying to do everything but throw a wall in front of her, but everything else was pretty good tonight.
Yeah. Kylie came off the bench, and, you know, she had taken Paige's spot when Paige was out, and but she did a great job coming in and helping out, and especially on defense. She did a great job covering that front court for us tonight, which is something that she's kind of struggled with in the past. And serve receive, honestly, she's usually better than what she showed there. I think she, you know, nerves were getting a little bit of the best of her, and we tried to slide over and help her, and then they hit the gap. So, but overall, very pleased.
We're chatting with Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor for just another moment. Sometimes we don't talk about the back row and the serving. It seems St. Paul had a much more difficult time today getting the ball to Sestak. Shayla was running all over in the semifinal for you guys. Mm-hmm. It seemed the setters a little bit different. A lot of that has to do, obviously, with passing and strong serving. And Allie Prasoski and Mackenzie Smith were 1-2 there for you, and that's what they do. They come in, they serve, they play back row.
Yep, that's their job. Try to come in and get them out of system if you get an ace bonus. And Allie does a great job of moving the ball around. She doesn't necessarily have that hard of a serve, but she has a pretty good float and can move it all over the court and about any zone. And Kinsey comes back there, and she's just power. And she's gotten some confidence now in her serve because I truly think she's probably got the toughest serve on the team when she's consistent.
All right, three matches left, including bringing on Class B Holdridge, who's going to have a little bit of a solid team, and then you're going to go out and see Hershey next week with Broken Bow. What about the finish of this season?
Yeah, you know, hopefully we can keep building on tonight and get some confidence. I haven't seen Holdridge play yet, or the other two teams for that fact. But, you know, we're just more worried about ourselves, honestly, and try to clean up our act. And if we keep building on this, you know, hopefully things will look good for us.
And I guess for the first time in a while, win, lose, you just want to get better, because wild card points doesn't look like that's going to matter. Seeding doesn't look like that's going to matter. So as far as any pressure from that standpoint, it's off. You guys just, as you said, want to get better.
Yep. I mean, kids just have to know that, you know, if we can fix a lot of things on our side of the net. You know, I really think anybody in that district just depends who's on, because it's and really all of Class C1. Watch SCOTUS play, and they have a nice team too when, you know, things are going right. But C1's kind of wide open this year.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And Chris, we'll see you then. Congratulations on the win tonight, and wrap up the regular season title.
All right, thanks, Doug.
You bet. Chris Connor, head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic. And when we come back, St. Paul's Matt Cain's going to join us, and we'll do it after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle, and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We still have the overall final stats to get to you. But right now, Coach Matt Cain joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And Matt, a different outcome tonight, and it just didn't seem to have quite as much emotion. And I can see why. I mean, it's parents' night. There's a lot of kids here out from the other sports, and you want to play well in that. It's not the last home game, but you want to play well with everybody here. And you knew it'd be tough trying to beat Kearney Catholic twice in a week. What was the difference?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We had a lot of cards stacked against us today, and that didn't help matters. But our first contact was the difference. We didn't pass particularly well, and we didn't dig particularly well. And then when we would finally do something like that, we'd make just a kind of a bonehead mistake, to be honest with you, and we'd whale them out of bounds. And their block was a little bit bigger, I thought, tonight, and they moved their block out a little more, or made some adjustments on their blocking tonight. And we were pretty predictable because our passing was flying all over, and that didn't help. We had a tough time getting our two pin hitters going tonight.
Yeah, it was much different than what we saw last Tuesday and Thursday. And as we were talking about with Chris, it kind of seemed like the setters were flip-flop, and that all comes from, as you just talked about, passing the ball and the strong serves. And every night of volleyball, when you got two good teams, you just don't know.
Right, that's exactly right. And I thought another difference, we need our eight girls to play really well. And Chris can just roll the dice and wheel and deal. And she's just got athlete after athlete after athlete over there. If somebody makes an error, she can take her out. If somebody doesn't serve well, she puts in another star server, you know. So that's kind of been what we're up against tonight. And we were not at the top of our game, and we really need to be to beat a team with that much talent. And Kearney Catholic played really well. So
now it was as always, there's always a few silver linings out there. Alexa Taren seemed to serve the ball pretty well for you. I had him down for six total aces. And then Carrie kind of, I don't want to say necessarily picked up the slack, but it was more balanced with Mercedes, Leslie, and her tonight.
Right, that's exactly right. And that's what we just talked about now in the locker room, is that we were getting more balance, and that's really key for us. We're going to need more than just our two outsides to score points for us. And I thought we're starting to get more balance. And we did, actually. We had moments where we played really, really well. I mean, we right in that third set right to the end, and we get a couple points there at the end of that set, and it's a different, you know, maybe a different outcome. But Kearney Catholic just played better, consistently better tonight, and that was the thing. We couldn't keep enough consistent play on our side.
You still got some solid volleyball. Good for you guys that it's the season that you get to play at home quite a bit, but you're going to have Wood River plus Gibbon come on Thursday, and then the top-ranked team in C2, St. Cecilia, coming in with Twin River next Tuesday. I know you want to play well, but from a win-loss standpoint, how close are you watching the wild cards, and how important is that?
Yeah, I don't watch them at all. I think the parents really get into it, and our school administration gets really into it.
Media.
I don't watch it all. We've got so much. We have so much work to do, and I mean, I just want to see us play our best volleyball at the end of the season. And I thought last week we were playing our best volleyball, and it was just a really hard night to do that tonight. And I understand how that doesn't always work for you. But, no, we've got some – I mean, there's some points out there to get if we can get some wins. But we also know we've got some real tough teams ahead here that we're going to have to play our best to defeat.
All right, Matt, always great to see the Cats, and best of luck down the stretch here. We'll see you in the postseason.
Great. Thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Coach Matt Cain, St. Paul, joining us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the overall final stats of the match tonight. Here's what we had. First off, for St. Paul, Leslie Fox, 5 service points, 7 kills. Mercedes Lassen, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, and she led the team in kills again tonight with 10. Kaylee Horkey had 3 kills. Maddie Fosick had 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Kylie Sestak, the setter, 3 service points, an ace block, and 3 kills in the match. For Carrie Sestak, she had 4 ace blocks and 8 kills. Alexa Wysocki led the team in serving tonight with 10 points, 3 of them were aces. And Taryn Jonak had 8 service points, 3 of them aces. She had an ace block and 4 kills. I had St. Paul with 36 kills, 8 ace blocks, and 7 ace serves, but the Wildcats will suffer their third loss of the season, falling to 22-3. And as we just mentioned, they're back home Tuesday for a triangular with Wood River and Gibbon, and then Thursday, if I said that wrong, and then next Tuesday, St. Cecilia and Twin River will be coming in. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had an ace block and 4 kills. Morgan Studi had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. She even had 3 kills dressed up as the libero tonight. Whitney Colling had 7 service points. Shayla Connor, 2 service points, 2 ace blocks, 4 kills. Maddie Squires had an ace block and 4 kills. Courtney Shundoff had 5 kills. Callie Oprick had 2 ace blocks and 7 kills. Anna Squires had 2 ace blocks, 4 kills. Allie Prasoski
led the team in serving tonight with 13 points, but Mackenzie Smith had 10 serving points, and four of those were aces. She even had one kill. Paige Herbert led the team in kills tonight with 10, and Jenny Beans had 7 service points. I had Kearney Catholic for 42 kills, 8 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves. The Stars are now 18-8, and the Lou Platte Conference regular season champions with a 25-17, 21-25, 25-19, and 25-21 victory over St. Paul. On Thursday, they will head to Holdridge to take on a squad that has been in and out of the Class B rankings. And then next Tuesday, they travel all the way out to Hershey. Hershey is 20-3 on the season. They will see the Panthers, and they will see Broken Bow. Hershey, even though they've got that great record, they are not ranked in class. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong spot here for Hershey. Let me double-check that here real quick. No, C1, they are not ranked in either the Omaha World Herald or the Lincoln Journal Star. They're listed as a contender in the Journal Star, so maybe the competition not where they had hoped it would be. They're going to see some next week. So both teams still have some competition before the districts. And again, the sub-districts and districts are extremely tough. These teams could see each other a third time, but that would be in a district final. And let's set you up with that before we leave. The C19 sub-district is November 4th and 5th at Aurora. It'll be St. Paul, Wood River, Grand Island Central Catholic, Central City, and Adams Central. Right now, St. Paul is number one in the wild card points, but if they drop a couple of more, you could see one of the other schools slide by them. The key there, St. Paul, Wood River, Central Catholic, somebody's going to have to face off in that semifinal. You want to be the one seed. Then the winner of that sub-district will play the winner of the sub-district with Kearney Catholic, Minden, Centura, Gibbon, and Broken Bow, and that'll be played at Kearney High School. So there you go. It's all over here. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. The St. Paul Wildcats won the conference tournament last week and had to beat Kearney Catholic in the semifinals in 5 sets to do it. Kearney Catholic beat St. Paul tonight in 4 to wrap up the regular season championship. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll see you Thursday as the Kearney Catholic football team will host Gothenburg. Friday, Kennesaw at Axtell. Here on Classic Hits, Kearney hosting North Platte on ESPN 1460. And don't forget, every game of the World Series on ESPN 1460 and 1550 beginning tomorrow night. Kearney Catholic wins it in 4 sets tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everyone. This is Doug Duda saying goodnight.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.